Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Life and
the birth and the childhood and adult and Jesus teaching, et cetera, as we go along. And so we're going to do a little reading so you will know just what Jesus is all about. And that will give you a diagram of who he is and what he is to us as a Christian nation. Hallelujah. Now we know that Jesus came, his name came from the Greek form of the name Joshua, which means Yahweh, the Lord saves. And the name Joshua was no doubt a popular name in Jesus' day and time. We know that this accounts for the occasional use of the expression of Jesus of Nazareth as opposite to others by that name. You can get your pencil and your paper and your notepad and your iPods and your iPhones and whatever material that you would have to write down these scripture readings for your own edification. And so, like I said, Jesus of Nazareth, there was others that had names same as Jesus' name was. And you can see that scripture reading in the law of Matthew 26 and 71. And there, and so Jesus of Nazareth, he is our focus point because he's who we are talking about. In the gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and also John, in many ways we know that the rest of the New Testament, hallelujah, and also the Old Testament, it's been pointing to Jesus. And it also called Christ or Jesus Christ. And it seemed to be the long-awaited Messiah, and he's also called the Son of David. Now, in Matthew 1 and 21 reads this. Read of the significance of the name. We know that an angel came to Joseph to announce the birth. Said that you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. However, it would appear that Jesus was rarely called Savior, if at all, to his face. But in Mary's song at the announcement of his birth, she said that my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. That scripture reading is found in the law of Luke 1 and 47. Hallelujah. But in these words, she was probably reflecting more generally on God's work in sending Jesus to save. The angel specifically told the shepherd that a Savior has been born. Hallelujah. And he is Christ the Lord. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 2 and 11. And the Samaritan who came to believe in Jesus as the Messiah acknowledged that this man really is the Savior of the world. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 4 and 42. It was a reflection on Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. His words and his actions that led the disciples, guided by the Holy Spirit, to be able to understand and explain how Jesus was indeed the Savior that his God given name has indicated. Hallelujah. Now we know that highlighting some of the more important aspects of who he is, his life and mission, that's what we're talking about. When we're talking about Jesus, the Lord Christ, we're up close and personal. We're taking a background approach to Jesus' life as he was and as he is and is to come. Hallelujah. Jesus lived. Hallelujah, and that the effect of his ministry was widespread and disliked by his opponents. Hallelujah, and that he was put to death by opponents' powers. Hallelujah, and then we'll go down, and we're talking about Jesus' birth, and then on into his childhood. Now, we know that certain miraculous events announcing and surrounding his birth. We're told that an angel appeared to Mary and to Joseph on a number of occasions. Joseph was told to continue to stay with Mary, even though she was pregnant and he was not the father. The child Jesus would be born to the Virgin Mary because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Luke linked this conception under the power of the Spirit with the fact that Jesus is to be the Son of God. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Matthew 1 and 20, Luke 1 and 35. In Jesus, hallelujah, God was doing something new for the salvation of this world. We know that mankind has been unable to achieve its own salvation. Sin permeated everyone and judgment awaited, but for God's intervention, that would bring salvation and forgiveness. We know that Mary captured this in her words, which emphasized that the coming salvation in Jesus was entirely of God and his work. Jesus' salvation was mercy for sinners, not a long-deserved right for righteous people. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 1 and 46 through 50. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus was also the long-awaited Messiah, or anointed son of David, who would inherit the throne, is emphasized throughout the infancy account. Hallelujah. We know that the Magi, or wise men from the east, came to find the one who had been born king of the Jews. Now, people who were not Jews came to visit and came under God's guidance through a star. It showed that Jesus' salvation and kinship would spread out far beyond the bounds of the Jewish race. Hallelujah. The fact that Herod killed all the little boys of the area in an attempt to stop the competition also shows how serious the birth of Jesus was being taken by the authorities. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Matthew 2 and 1 through 17, Luke 1 and 32 through 33. And we know that the angel even indicated that Jesus' divinity in saying that Jesus would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 1 and 23, John 1 and 1 through 4. Shows that this Jesus was truly human and yet preexistent and divine. In accordance with tradition, Jesus was presented in the temple as a child. And once again, it is important to see that this incident is recounted not just as a pleasant childhood story, but because of its significance for Jesus. Identification as one who was Savior and Redeemer, and because of what he said about his calling and mission. We know that Simeon identified the child Jesus as God's Savior and a light for revelation to the Gentiles, while the elderly Anna also saw the child and spoke of the redemption that had come to Jerusalem. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Luke 2 and 29 through 32. And as he grew, it is noted that he became strong, and he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. That's in verse 40. Hallelujah. Now, we know that they had an annual visit, his parents, they made to the temple. And it was a clear indication of Jesus' self-awareness of being the Son of God with a specific mission. When he was 12, Jesus traveled with his parents to the temple. But on their return, they lost him. It turns out he was listening to the religious leaders and astounding them with his wisdom and the question he was asking. In answer to his parents' concern, question, he responded, "Didn't you know I have to be in my Father's house?" That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 2:41 through 51. Hallelujah. And we also know that in Jesus' adult life, hallelujah, in his public ministry, that it began with his baptism by John the Baptist. This is actually where Mark began his gospel, in accepting baptism. Jesus identified himself with sinful men and women and committed himself publicly to faithful covenant obedience to the Father. He was anointed publicly by the Holy Spirit, who descended upon him like a dove. This was accompanied by a public pronouncement from heaven. "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 1 and 10 through 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we also know that here's a verse about the Messiah from Psalms 2 and 7. And it's also joined with a part of a verse from Isaiah 42 and 1. Hallelujah, which is a prophecy about God's servant who will come. Thus, right at the start of his ministry, Jesus' mission was highlighted by the Father, for it was to be the path of the kings and yet the path of obedience and service to God that would end in dying for sins on the cross. The Spirit led Jesus immediately from the baptism through the wilderness, where he was tempted by Satan. That he was tempted in a way that resembles the temptation of the Israelites in the wilderness under Moses, where they had so often failed. Jesus, the one who had called, he who had just identified with his people, he came through, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, without sin. We know that he rejected the temptation to accept the Messiah kingdom as defined by Satan. He rejected the temptation to do things the easy way. For Jesus, Messiahship meant following the Father's will, and it was the word of the Father in Scripture that he used to rebuke Satan. That Scripture reading can be found in the law of Matthew 4:1-11. And his complete submission to his Father's words and wills was to be the way he chose, even when it led eventually to the cross. We know that Jesus' ministry, hallelujah, the area of Judea, following John the Baptist's imprisonment, Matthew, Mark, and Luke say that Jesus returned to the area around Galilee in the north. And Mark sums up Jesus' proclamation. The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Mark 1:15. During this period of preaching, the gospel written, writers build up a picture of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know that, where am I at, Lord? Okay. The writers build up a picture of Jesus' activity, and it involved an almost ceaseless round of preaching and then talking and healing and casting out demons. It was also during this period that Jesus began to choose his disciples, who then traveled with him throughout his ministry. You can find that scripture reading in the law of Mark 1:16-45, then Luke 5. And then once the numbers of the disciples were completed at 12, Jesus designated them apostles. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Luke 6:12-16. Hallelujah. Now we know that Jesus had a busy schedule. Solitude was as a premium, but Jesus insisted on making time to be alone with his Father to pray. Often he could only do this by going out at nighttime to somewhere he would not be disturbed. Even then, his disciples would often catch up with him and bring him back into the work because everyone was looking for this miracle worker. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Mark 1:35-37. And so we know that our time is about over. So we're going to leave it right here, and we're going to bring you now Hymns of Zion. And so until we come across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. And so we're going to take back up tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be an early time slot. And we're going to continue this series until completion. And so if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio, your program, the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next is Songs of Zion. Be encouraged, people of God. God love you, and there's a blessing with your name on it. Bye for now.
Together. righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord